You're listening to Trinity Fremont's Sermon Podcast, where you can hear God's Word preached each and every week. Our purpose at Trinity is to raise up Christ followers in our families and in our communities. We pray that as you listen to this week's sermon, you'll be encouraged and equipped to live out your faith in all that you do.
Well, last time I preached here, I was able to wish you a happy birthday, right? Because it was Pentecost and it was the birth of the church, right? That day that we celebrate, where the Spirit came into the lives of of God's people, and the church was born on that day. And today, instead of wishing you happy birthday, I get to wish you a happy anniversary. Do you know that we've been back together, worshiping together for a year? June 14th was the first Sunday that we came back together. But this anniversary is a bittersweet anniversary. Right? God has been faithful. He has watched over this ministry during a time and has allowed us to connect with more people that they might grow in faith and knowledge of who Jesus is. He's allowed us in the midst of great uncertainty to work our way out of debt and to be able to celebrate that together and consider how He would have us to grow the ministry because of that. And then just as an aside, and you heard it kind of teased in Pastor Dan's letter that in a few weeks, well, this week you'll be getting a notice of a voters meeting coming up, and that'll be the plan is the last Sunday of June, but an opportunity to consider those future ministry opportunities. So I encourage you to be a part of that meeting. But God has watched us through all of this. But at the same time, it's been a year, and we're still transitioning into whatever that new normal will look like. But the hardest part of this anniversary is that I was not the one who was supposed to be up here celebrating that anniversary with you today. So today and into the future, Pastor Dan covets your prayers. I covet your prayers for him and for Deb, right? She's with her mom right now, who's on hospice, and then trying to figure out how to win and how to come back. And so, again, I just we'll be praying for them later in the service, but please continue to keep them in your prayers each and every day. But like I said, as I talked to Pastor Dan, he wanted us to focus on Jesus. And actually, it looks like this slide didn't get changed. It's not rock bottom that we're talking about today. That was last week. We're talking about being rock solid. And so we are rock solid. And so my question for you today is, what is your foundation? Right? Where are your feet? Are you standing firm on the rock of Jesus, or are you standing on those shifting sands of the world? Right? We all know the song, "The Wise Man Built His House Upon the Rock." Right? You all know that song, right? That song came from our text in Matthew chapter 7. And I want to read that text again for you today. "Everyone who hears these words of mine and does them will be like a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, but it did not fall, because it had been founded on the rock. And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell. And great was the fall of it." Right? We all know this parable really well, and we hear it, and we say, "Yes, I want to build my house on the foundation of Jesus." And so I ask you, what does it mean to build your house on the rock, on that foundation of Jesus? And so I want to look back at that first verse that we started with. "Everyone who hears these words of mine and does them will be like a wise man who built his house on the rock." Right? Everyone who hears these words. Well, what words? One of the potential problems when you just pull out a passage of Scripture and read it is not necessarily knowing the context behind it. And to be able to really understand what Jesus is saying here, we have to know the context. We have to know what it is that Jesus is talking about to get a bigger picture. And so what words is Jesus talking about here? Well, these verses in Matthew chapter 7 are the very last words of the greatest sermon of all time. It's the Sermon on the Mount. And we're not going to read the entire Sermon on the Mount today, but I would encourage you this week in your families, in your homes, to read these three chapters, Matthew 5, 6, and 7. Again, that'll probably be shorter. Reading Jesus' sermon will probably be shorter than my sermon today. But read those together. And then as you read them, discuss them, talk about them. How is Jesus speaking to you through those words? But as I look at the Sermon on the Mount, and as I look into our world today, I see many places where we'd rather live the life of the foolish man. I see many places where we'd rather skip over verses or skip over sections of the words of Jesus because it makes us uncomfortable. I see many places where I'd rather skip over some of those sections because then I'm going to have to preach them, and then I might make you uncomfortable, and then you might not come back, and so it's easier to skip over it. But that's living the life of a foolish man who built his house on the sand. Right? When we just cherry pick, when we just pull words of Jesus and only pull the words that make us feel comfortable, then we've taken Jesus off the throne and we've put ourselves there instead. And so today, we're going to go through the Sermon on the Mount and we are going to cherry pick. But we're going to pick the verses and sections that are more easily skipped. The ones that might make us feel uncomfortable. And my prayer is that through this, we realize a couple things. One, we're going to realize that this is God's truth, that these are the words of Jesus. These are not my words. These are not my feelings. These are not Pastor Dan's words or Pastor Dan's feelings. These are the words of Jesus. This is God's truth. So if something makes you uncomfortable, something makes me uncomfortable, these aren't my words, right? These are the words of Jesus. But I pray that we also realize that there's a reason that Jesus preaches this sermon. And the reason is for his hearers to recognize where it is that they have strayed from God's will, where they have gone off the path, and then to bring them back. The reason that we have confession and absolution after the sermon is so that we can hear God's word, and then we can reflect on it, and then we can respond to it. And so if there's a specific section of Scripture or specific words of Jesus that makes you feel guilt or shame, know that Jesus does not want to leave you in that state. Right? Jesus died and he rose again for you so that you would not be left in a state of guilt. But he calls us to repentance, which means to turn away from our foolish, sandy foundation ways and to turn back to the rock. So for the next few minutes, really for the rest of this sermon, I'm simply going to read the words of Jesus from the Sermon on the Mount, and we're going to pause between each section to let the Spirit speak to you through the words of Jesus. I'm not going to comment, I'm just going to read the words of Jesus. And I'm actually going to sit down as we do that, so you're not looking at me again thinking they're my words. They'll be on the screen, so you can read them on the screens, or simply look to the cross. As you hear Jesus speak to you today. So first, the words of Jesus from Matthew chapter 5, verse 11. Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. The words of Jesus from Matthew 5, verse 19. Therefore, whoever relaxes one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. The words of Jesus from Matthew 5, verses 21 and 22. You have heard that it was said to those of old, you shall not murder, and whoever murders will be liable to judgment. But I say to you that everyone who is angry with his brother will be liable to judgment. Whoever insults his brother will be liable to the council, and whoever says, you fool, will be liable to the hell of fire. The words of Jesus from Matthew chapter 5, verses 27 through 30. You have heard that it was said, you shall not commit adultery. But I say to you that everyone who looks at a woman with lustful intent has already committed adultery with her in his heart. If your right eye causes you to sin, tear it out and throw it away. For it's better that you lose one of your members than that your whole body be thrown into hell. And if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. For it's better that you lose one of your members than that your whole body go into hell. The words of Jesus from Matthew chapter 5, verses 31 and 32. It was also said, whoever divorces his wife, let him give her a certificate of divorce. But I say to you that everyone who divorces his wife except on the ground of sexual immorality makes her commit adultery. And whoever marries a divorced woman commits adultery. The words of Jesus from Matthew chapter 5, verses 38 through 42. And you've heard that it was said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I say to you, do not resist the one who is evil. But if anyone slaps you on the right cheek, turn to him the other also. And if anyone would sue you and take your tunic, let him have your cloak as well. And if anyone forces you to go 1 mile, go with him 2 miles. Give to the one who begs from you, and do not refuse the one who would borrow from you. The words of Jesus from Matthew chapter 5, verses 43 and 44. You've heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. The words of Jesus from Matthew chapter 6, verses 2 through 4. Thus, when you give to the needy, sound no trumpet before you as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may be praised by others. Truly, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving may be in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. The words of Jesus from Matthew chapter 6, verse 24. No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money. The words of Jesus from Matthew chapter 6, verse 34. Therefore, do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. The words of Jesus from Matthew chapter 7, verses 1 to 5. Judge not that you not be judged. For with the judgment you pronounce, you will be judged. And with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. Why do you see the speck that's in your brother's eye, but you do not notice the log that's in your own eye? Or how can you say to your brother, let me take that speck out of your eye, when there's a log in your own eye? You hypocrite. First take the log out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to take the speck out of your brother's eye. The words of Jesus from Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 and 14. Enter by the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and the way is easy that leads to destruction, and those who enter by it are many. The gate is narrow and the way is hard that leads to life, and those who find it are few. The words of Jesus from Matthew chapter 7, verse 21. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. And then with hearing all of that in context, hear again our text from Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 to 27. Everyone who then hears these words of mine and does them will be like a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, but it did not fall, because it had been founded on the rock. And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell. And great was the fall of it. It's really easy to want to blend in to the world around us, to hear some of those words and go, that sounds harsh. It's okay if we let that slide. Let's not worry about that. Right? But these are the words of Jesus. It's easy to want to just kind of put our nose down and put our head down and just go with the flow, to not stick out. But as you hear the words of Jesus today, as you reflect on them with your family this week, may you find one of those sections where you can put the words of Jesus into action. And as you do that, as you live out His will, may you do so boldly this week. And in doing so, may this last section of the Sermon on the Mount that I want to read to you, may this be true of you and your family. And it's from the beginning, towards the beginning of the Sermon on the Mount, but from Matthew 5, verses 14 to 16. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. All right, so as you hear God's word this week, as you reflect on it and as you put it into practice, may the light of Jesus shine in you and through you so that others might see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven.